Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you are listening to Magnificent Monday. Now, today we're going to talk about the fact that you have a choice. Is your belief system hurting you? No matter what's going on in your life, if you are not building and living your ultimate life, then perhaps you want to take a look at your belief system. What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about life? What do you believe about everything that's going on around you? In other words, are you allowing unpleasant things to affect how you feel, how you think? I was reading something yesterday. I went to Microsoft Edge and there it was in big headlines. And I thought, wow, let me click on this. And I started to read it and I thought, wow, this is filled with strife. This is filled with discord. This is filled with anger, all of these things. And none of those things made me feel good. And it made me think about our country. And I thought, because I'm not going to say what the article is. And because I don't want to contribute to ruining your positive day. So as I started to read this and I thought, is this what our country's coming to? And at that point, I had to catch myself and I had to think, you know what? This is not what it's all about. If you put your attention on you, if you put your attention on being your best, if you put your attention on building your ultimate life, which means having the finances in order, having the wealth that you want, building the empowering, loving relationships that you want to build, working on your health and working to have your very best health, and learning what you need to learn and going for the occupation or the business of your dreams and building that, then you know what? If everybody were to do that, I still believe, and I've said this before, I still believe that everything would fall into place. If we didn't participate in the hype, in the strife, in all of the discord, then that energy would eventually dissipate because it's not getting any attention. And so with that being said, here are some questions that you want to consider. Because as I started reading that article, I didn't finish it, by the way, because I didn't like the way it was making me feel. And here's the thing I want you to remember. When you're reading something and it starts to make you feel badly or make you feel in a way that you don't want to feel, then stop reading it. Turn to something that's more positive, something that will help you actually move the needle in your life or help you move the needle in the lives of others. In other words, move the needle in your life so that you can be a better example and others will move the needle in their life by themselves without being controlled and told what to do. Now, when it comes to your belief system, what is your belief system? Do you believe that you're limited because of your ethnicity, your gender, or because you weren't born on the wealthy side of the tracks? Do you believe that, oh my goodness, all hope is lost? So, you know what? And if you do, I want to say to you right now, this day on this magnificent Monday, that you are in fact magnificent. And you don't have to buy into the idea that because you are of a certain ethnic group or because you are of a certain gender or because you feel like you were born behind the mark because you weren't born with a pocket full of money. Now, you know, you don't have to buy into any of that. Understand this. If you can use your imagination and think it and make that connection with yourself, within yourself, and connect to that amazing power that you have, you can make it. You can do anything that you want to do in this life. So you don't have to adopt the belief system that says there isn't enough and that you're not going to make it and that you're not strong enough, smart enough, the right color, the right gender. And that you don't fit in. These are belief systems that we adopt that are counterproductive to our success. So don't buy into that. Second question. Do you believe you must choose to work in an industry that has a shortage for the sake of money? You know, I've met so many people who said, well, you know, I don't really like what I do and I don't like my job. I hate going to work on Mondays, but I got my degree in this and I studied this because this is where the shortage was. This is where they needed people. Now, here's what I want to say to you, because you guys know I always have a little warning, a little caveat that I throw out there for you. Understand this, that you want to make money so that you can build the ultimate life and your ultimate business, perhaps if you want to become an entrepreneur. And of course, this show caters mostly to entrepreneurs. So, but the thing is that sometimes you might have to take a job and do something that you don't want to do, something that you don't like, but don't make that your life's work so that you spend your entire life complaining and whining about what you're doing, because, and you don't really, you know that you don't like it. You are not really making that a valuable contribution unless you are doing the best job ever and you are the best worker ever and you are at the top of your game no matter what, even though you're miserable. Oh, wait, you're still not making a valuable contribution, because you know what makes a valuable contribution to society? What moves things is energy. So if you're going to a job that you absolutely hate, what kind of energy are you putting out? If you're going to a job that you find to be boring, what type of energy are you putting out? The people that are around you, how are you affecting them? That energy. Are you excited about life? Can they learn from you? What can they learn? They can learn to go do things that they don't like. They can learn that they don't deserve to go for their dreams. So if you believe that you have to choose a job in an industry that has a shortage of money, well, that's not the case. And as I said, sometimes you have to do something you don't want to do for a little while. And we're talking about doing something on the legal side, not illegal, that you don't want to do for a while so that you can make for the sake of money. Now, you want to choose a field that you like or a business that you like. You want to set up that business. And do you allow money in and of itself to stop you from going for your dreams, from setting up that business you've always wanted to set up? Then guess what? You want to take a look at your belief system. That means somewhere in your belief system, you bought into someone else's plan and you have not taken the time to plan your own life, to plan your own destiny. So take the time to really look at your life, look at where you want to go and build what you want to build. That is going to put better energy into society. Here's another question. Do you believe you have to follow the crowd when it comes to your values, politically speaking or otherwise? I find that people are staying quiet today because they don't necessarily agree with what some people are saying politically, but because they don't want to be shunned or they don't want to be called names, they keep their mouths closed. Listen, be who you want to be. You don't have to get into that hype, because honestly speaking, the Bible says that where there's strife, there's every evil works. And I can tell you right now, going on up there in D.C., I'm not calling them evil. I'm just saying they have a lot of strife going on. And the thing is, you don't want to get involved in anything that's going to cause you strife. However, whatever your values are, your political values, your personal values, whatever they are, live them. Be honest when it comes to those values. Honor the values that you have. Honor the values that you've adopted. Which, by the way, if you have not taken the time to really know the values that you have, to discover your value system, then you want to take the time to do that. You want to take the time to find out what is it you truly value in your life. Because when you know your value system, then you know what you're made of. And that will tell you where your level of integrity is in your life. When you reach that level of integrity, or you honor that level of integrity that you set for yourself, you're going to have a very good life. Your belief system is going to work for you and not against you. So whatever you believe politically, and a lot of times we make our political values and views about our ethnic makeup. Believe what you want to believe, vote how you want to vote, and go in the direction that you, your values take you in. Know what those values are, okay? And don't let anyone sway you or make you feel guilty. Keep that in mind when it comes to you honoring your value system. You don't have to follow the crowd. If you find that you're not happy and you're always complaining, that means that you are violating a value system that somehow on the inside of you, you failed to acknowledge. So acknowledge that value system and go in the right direction. Here is the fourth and final question. Do you believe that everyone else is more together than you? Sometimes we look at other people, we see what they're doing, and it seems like they have it all together. They're making more money. They are buying their dream car, dream house. They seem to have the best friends ever. They were best relationships. They have everything that they need. They're in peak health, and you're looking at them thinking, wow, they are so much better than me, so much more than me. And why should I even bother to go for my dreams? How can I compete with that? Stop looking at them and look at you. You are magnificent. It's how you're made. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's another biblical quote. You are. And knowing that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, then go for it. Understand that whatever that person have over there, that's theirs. They earned it. They worked for it. And if you're listening to this and thinking, no, they inherited from mommy and daddy, that's okay. Then they will still have to work for it or continue to earn what they have in order to keep it. They will still have to do something. They can't just stare off into space. Or can they? I wouldn't know. I wasn't born into wealth like that. But I'm thinking they have to do something. So the point that I'm making is that you need to know that you're enough. And I've seen that phrase before, and sometimes when people say, well, I'm enough is not permission for you to do nothing. Saying that I'm enough is not permission for you to say, hey, you know what? I like myself being overweight, unhappy, broke. This is just who I am. No, you're not here. That's not who you are. I'm enough simply means that you're going to accept yourself right where you are, how you are today, but you are committed to working to have more, do more, and to be your very best, to build your ultimate life. You know that you are building your ultimate life and that you're working on something that's worthwhile, something that's meaningful when you're joyful, when you're happy. See, abundance is not just about money. Okay, it's about that whole completeness of life, that wholeness that exists within you and that completeness of life that exists outside you. And that's when you know that you are building your ultimate life. It doesn't necessarily mean that you've arrived, because I'm not sure if we ever really arrive. Because as soon as you reach one level of life, you get new ideas and you're excited about what's coming next. And if you stay complacent, then things start to go downhill from there. So you want to pay attention to your life and where you're going. But know this, you don't want to look at someone else and what they have and think that they're better than you, stronger than you, smarter than you. Because you know what? You can hold your own. You have what it takes. When you look at someone else and you're looking at them in awe like that, then what you're doing is, on one hand, you're kind of being a little bit covetous in the sense that you wish you had what they had. You know what? You may have something better within you that works more for you. They have what works for them. Now you go get what works for you. So depending on how you answered these questions as I went through them, then you may want to consider that it's time to let go of a belief system that's holding you back. And I would suggest that you go back and listen to this and listen to the questions and then write an answers out that work for you. In other words, write your own personal answers and write your own honest answers about your life. And it doesn't matter if it's not the best answer or the answer that you would like. What matters is that you're looking at it, you're acknowledging it so that you can build from there, so that you can go in the direction that you truly want to go in. We can't move up and out into something better until we acknowledge where we are, until we acknowledge that. Once we acknowledge that, now we can start to build a new foundation, a stronger foundation, a better foundation, a foundation that you can build on that will take you where you want to go in your life, that will allow you to build your ultimate life. You are here to build and live your ultimate life. That's what doing life with power is all about, you guys. So on this magnificent Monday, this beautiful summer day here in Jacksonville, Florida, where I am, today, what, July 15th, I would suggest that you guys take the time to answer those questions. Spend some quiet time looking at your life and deciding what you really want. And if you feel afraid when you say, this is what I really want, but I'm not sure it will happen, you know, commit, make a commitment to yourself that you're going to go for it. Now, sometimes when we do things in our own right without or by ourselves, I should say, we kind of falter. And if that's you, then you want to find groups that you can connect to, someone that you can make a connection with so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today. And we're going to talk more about your belief system and how magnificent you are and tapping into that amazing power that's already in you so that you can get to where it is you want to be. I think if we all get to where it is we want to be and everybody's doing life with power, we won't have all the strife that we have. We won't have the discord that we have. We won't have everybody is looking at everybody else's ethnic makeup and judging them left and right without looking at themselves and going for their highest and best. They're taking their attention off the prize. Let's put our attention back on the prize and get to where it is we want to be. That's what we call doing life with power. Enjoy this magnificent Monday, and we will be back with more on Designing Your Life Today.